The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. Hot, steamy, humid, typical June afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And because it is Friday, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. A lot of discussion yesterday about the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue in front of City Hall. The statue at Columbus State College, I believe, is being removed today. We don't know when the statue will be removed from Columbus City Hall, but I would expect it will be in the dead of night. Yeah, it'll be about 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the way those kind of things are taken care of. Anyway, a lot of discussion yesterday, and I am absolutely amazed at how successful the historic revisionists have been in revising American history, world history, and so forth. You would think from what is being taught in schools today that Christopher Columbus was one of the most evil people that ever walked the face of the earth. And if you were to believe what our children in our public schools are being taught about Christopher Columbus, you would want his statue removed as well. Here's the problem. Much of it is not true. Much of it is not true. And as I do constantly, I encourage you to do a little research of your own. Our neighborhood has an email thing. It's called Next Door. I think almost all of the neighborhoods around Central Ohio have a Next Door link. And there's all kinds of discussion from, I lost my dog, have you seen my cat, to the dogs went to the bathroom in my yard, and then all of the discussion back and forth. Today, I noticed that the top post was the Columbus statue being removed. And the emotions were raw that were being expressed. Most of the people I saw were outraged that the statue is being removed. But a few people, said, well, if you really knew about Christopher Columbus, he was a murderer, he was a slave trader, he was an evil man. And they went on and on and on. And basically what they were saying is that Christopher Columbus would have made Hitler look like a saint. And one of the things that was posted was he was arrested and returned to Spain in chains. And that's true. I don't know whether you knew that or not. The colony of Hispaniola, which was founded by Christopher Columbus, did get really out of hand. Things got really bad. Christopher Columbus was blamed for most of it. The King of Spain did send representatives to the New World, had Columbus arrested, and he indeed was returned to Spain in chains. That is true. What the revisionists do not report, however, almost all of the charges were dropped. Yeah, almost. In fact, all of these serious charges were dropped. Not all of them, but almost all of the serious charges were dropped. And not only that, Spain sent Columbus back on another voyage. That's not being reported by the revisionist historians. Actually, they're not historians. They are hysterians. And once again, proof of what I say to you constantly, the liberal left does not deal with fact and truth, but emotion, hysteria, paranoia. Now, was Christopher Columbus a complete saint? No, he wasn't. He had some real character flaws, although later in life, from what I have read, he deeply repented of some of the bad things that he did. God spoke to him, and he repented deeply. And that's one of the reasons why the country of Spain sent him again to the New World after he had been arrested and returned to Spain in chains and had very serious charges against him, which, again, were dropped, and they sent him back. From what I have read, he became a very repentant man in his later years because of the bad things that he did. But here's something I just want you to think about. If we start tearing down the statues of everybody who had faults in their character, their personality, we're not going to have any statues left. For instance, Martin Luther King Jr. We have statues of King coming up all over the United States, and rightfully so. We should all be thankful for what Martin Luther King Jr. did. But he was far from a perfect man. If you look into his individual personal life, he was a rascal. He was. JFK, you know, the godlike figure of many Democrats, was an extremely immoral man in his private life. Do you hear anybody from the left wanting to remove Kennedy Drive or Kennedy Street or Kennedy Circle or to rename the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C.? John F. Kennedy was a very flawed individual, extremely immoral, not faithful to his wife at all. Martin Luther King Jr. dealt with some, he had some problems with other women as well. So are we going to take down his statues? I don't think so. And by the way, I don't think we should rename the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Kennedy accomplished a lot of very positive things, but he was a flawed individual. Aren't we all? So anyway, I just want to throw that out. Before you start condemning Columbus, don't believe what you hear, what you read. Don't be a lemming. Don't be a sheep. Check things out for yourself. By the way, I posted on my Bob Rennie Live Facebook page contact information for the mayor of Columbus, because I think we should be in touch. If you don't agree with the decision, please make your voice known. One problem, you can't get through on the phone. The voicemail is full. How convenient. The mayor makes a controversial decision and you can't get through on the phone. You can't communicate. You can email. And I posted that on my Facebook page, the email address for the governor, or not the governor, pardon me, the mayor. And I have sent an email, and I hope you will as well. And I hope you will continue to call. You would think they would empty the voicemail box and or maybe start answering the phone. I don't think the mayor actually wants to hear from the people of Columbus. I sincerely doubt that he has any concern about how the people of Columbus really feel. He has acquiesced to a handful of radicals in an attempt to appease them. Will it appease them? No. I promise you it will not appease them. But anyway, make your voice heard. Do not be silent. Don't be violent, but don't be silent. All right, hey, we'll open the phones. I'd love to hear from you, and we can talk about anything. I've got good news from the State House. Governor DeWine signed a new piece of legislation today that we should all be happy about. Major reversal in the Navy. Yeah, this is breaking news I've got, and we'll have all of that for you when we return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It's Friday, which means we defer to the phones. I've got breaking news from the State House, breaking news from the Department of the Navy. I'll get to those, but as I said, it's Friday, so we're going to go to the phones, and Pat in Newark is on the line. Hi, Pat. Welcome.
Greetings, my brother. Good to talk to you. Thank you for taking
you
my call.
You as well.
I just, you know, I'm seeing what's going on, the chaos of our society, really in the world, and as you and I and most Christians would know, the end of the story is will play out according to the will of God. But I wanted to drop off a little bit of information about Christopher Columbus. Are you familiar with who David Barton is?
Yes.
And he has a great article on his website, Wall Builders, about Columbus and the context of colonization. And you are absolutely correct. Christopher Columbus was no saint, but all have sinned and fall short, and he did repent, and he was a great man. And I think people need to know the truth about who Christopher Columbus was.
Yeah, he was a very brave, he was a very courageous man. And as I said, from what, and I believe I've read what Barton has on Columbus, but not recently, but in his later life, he was deeply repentant about some of the bad things that he did. And that's the reason why, after some very serious charges had been leveled against him, the government of Spain sent him back to the New World, and he was a changed man. I think from what I've read, that Columbus had a deep encounter with Christ, and that really changed his life, particularly later in life.
Absolutely. Well, I maybe your listeners would be interested in the website. I don't know if you would like me to give it out.
Sure, absolutely.
Wallbuilders.com. Very easy. Wallbuilders, all one word, .com. And go into the library and look up that article about Columbus. And those who have children might want to give them the actual facts
of what,
what is going on.
Yeah, because what they're getting in the public schools is twisted and perverted history. It is
absolutely
revisionist history in order to fit the leftist agenda. All right, Pat, thanks.
May I say one more thing?
Sure.
My father was a very heroic man, and he flew with a very well-known man from Columbus and worldwide, Paul Tibbets.
Really?
And
your father flew with Tibbets?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And we would have them in our house, and along with the guys from the Memphis Belle, they all came, and we all knew them. Been to many reunions with Paul Tibbets and the crew of that aircraft. But I will tell you this: one thing he would always say, and he would use the word in a kind of a harsh way. He would complain about those blank revisionists. You can imagine what word he used.
Yeah.
And he would always talk about how revisionists are going to change our society. And he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
All right, Pat, thanks. Appreciate it. God bless you. All right.
You too. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Now I won't get into that because I keep telling you about this breaking news from the State House. Governor DeWine today signed the Student Religious Liberties Act, which is HB 164. The major sponsor was Representative Tim Ginter. I've had Tim on my program several times. He is a good, godly man, a state representative who is also a pastor down in southern Ohio. And the Student Religious Liberties Act prohibits the state of Ohio from violating any student's constitutional religious rights. They can read their Bibles or other religious texts. They can pray. They cannot be prohibited from participating in religious activities in school. It's a good piece of legislation. Our friend Aaron Baer from Citizens for Community Values said this today: it shouldn't be controversial to stand for religious freedom. That's why we're grateful to Governor Mike DeWine for signing the bill, Senate President Larry Obhoff and Speaker Larry Householder for giving this essential legislation fair consideration. That's good news. It's been in the works for a long time. Tim Gentner has had to bring this up on several occasions and finally got it through the House and the Senate, and Governor DeWine signed it. Students of any religion will have their religious rights, freedoms protected in Ohio schools. Shouldn't have had to have legislation to do that, but we did. All right, quick break. We'll be back.